Welcome to the audio program. I'm your host, Johan Oakamp. We will dive deep into the world of entrepreneurs. We will learn how to improve your business, increase profits, and live a better quality life. So this morning I want to talk to you about how business intelligence can help you in your business. And in this difficult time in our lives at the moment in business, this is where business intelligence can really assist you to grow your business and improve your business, because this allows you to do analysis within your business and understand where you can focus to make improvements. And so during this audio program, this is what I'm going to discuss with you. I'll go step by step through a process where I show you how you can utilize business intelligence in your business to increase income and reduce expenses, in that way increase your profits. At the moment you might be in a situation where there's no income but a lot of expenses. But as things are getting back to normal, it will allow you the opportunity to start looking at ways to improve your business. Now before we go on, I first need to tell you what is business intelligence. Business intelligence is where you take data in your business and you analyze it, provide it in a dashboard or a graph to establish trends or issues as to where there's problems in your business. Now, you would think that there's no data in your business, or your accounting package might give you all that information, but the truth is it's not. And I've been working with a number of clients where there is data in their businesses where they need to collect some of that information manually in order to provide them with KPIs and information that they can analyze and start acting upon that information. Pardon me. And then there are more sophisticated ways, such as getting a mobile technology involved or software involved to collect this information automatically. The analysis process will then also be automatically, and you can be able to view this information anywhere in the world at any given time, because it's updated as things are progressing, as things are carrying on. But we normally start with a more manual process and a more simple process to understand what it is that you want to analyze and what's the KPIs you want to track. And from there, we build something and we understand exactly what we want to see improve or change. And then we're going into a more complex system, or if needed be software. Otherwise, we will just change the process and we will continue with the manual system if that's required in the business. But the idea is to see information or collect data within your business that's there. I can promise you, in every business there's a lot of data, and there's this data that's mined that eventually allows a business to make improvements in their business, and that will eventually allow them to increase their profits. So what can you track with business intelligence? Well, there's many things that you can track. It depends on your goals in your business. You can track productivity in terms of how many units has been produced, especially when you have not an automated process in your business. Then, and you have a more manual process, then business intelligence can help you to measure your productivity. Not only in terms of manufacturing things, but whatever you are doing. Whatever business you have, if you want to measure productivity, how many points has been serviced during a day, how long has a user or employee been on that job, on that site, on that location. You can even send them surveys that they provide you with certain information that you can all provide into a databases with dashboards and so forth. So you can track performance, you can track the movement of vehicles. So there's many KPIs. It depends on your goals. It depends on your business and what you want to measure. You don't have to measure all 10 or 15 or 20 KPIs you want to measure. You can start with 3. Start measuring them. See if they get you results, because you will obviously be at a specific point with your KPI, and you want to be at another point with your KPI. So there's various things. I mean, a KPI can be, well, for example, my production needs to be at 90%. Currently, it's at 60%. So if you measure it now, you see it's at 60%. You want it at 80%. So immediately, you've got a KPI of where you are. You have a KPI of where you want to go. And now you start to improve your process on a weekly, monthly, annual basis to get from the 60 to the 80%. But if you don't know you're at 60, if you don't measure something, how can you manage that? And that's what business intelligence is. It's the collection of data in your business on a daily basis that eventually provides you with a database where you can then build reports or dashboards that you can look at on a daily basis to see, are we moving towards that goal or are we going backwards? In other words, 60 is where we were yesterday. We want to get to 80. Maybe in a month's time, you're standing at 57. So the situation is getting worse. So, and what's the reasons that it's getting worse? But you need to determine those KPIs. And I must be honest with you, your accounting system or program is not necessarily going to give you all the information. I've seen accounting programs that compiles graphs to some extent, but that's where it ends. So the actual business analysis of why you have a certain trend never comes to the surface. And that's where we come into the process, is that I can help you to understand those analysis and help you to move forward to a specific point. If I can relate a story to you of one of my clients I helped. So they had sales reps that they were utilizing in the field. And for many years, it was a manual process. The reps would go out to the locations, to the specific stores or customer sites, and they would come back and they had to, you know, visit a certain number of calls on a weekly basis. And at the end of the day, they would come in the report and you would say, have you visited all your customers? And they would say yes. Or sometimes there will be calls where a customer would say, but I've never seen the rep. So I started to work with a client and we implemented, this was now, we first started over the manual process, and at the end of the day, it ended up being a software solution that we implemented eventually to improve the productivity of these reps. Because we established that they're only calling on 60% of their calls, of their customer lists, but we pay them 100% of their salary every month. And so that was where we started to see where we are, and we realized, well, we pay 100%, but we get 60%. So there's a 40% loss in terms of expenses, in terms of salary cost, that we pay these people, but they don't actually visit all the customers. So with the software, we started off with a manual process to manage and understand what it is that we want to measure. And then later on, we started to develop a software solution that we can do this automatically. And we would able then to locate where is the rep at a specific time? Has he gone to that point? When did he arrive there? When did he leave? How long did he spend there? We incorporated eventually surveys so that we can get some information back in terms of what they do. And in terms of what the shelves look, they were able to take photos, and that was utilized again in other reports within this business, that we were able to provide reports, weekly reports, monthly reports to again our customers. And eventually we improved the entire situation to get those at a specific point. I think it was 85% at the end of the day that we improved the process of getting these guys to call on stores. The other 15% was still work to be done. There were various reasons. A car would be broken, or a person had to move to another location because of an urgent call, or whatever the case may be. But at least we started to move from a 60% to an 85%, which was already an improvement of 25% for the specific client. And that's just to show what can business intelligence do in a business. When you do the business analysis and you use business intelligence to establish where you are and where you want to go, you can eventually bring or increase profits by reducing cost. And business intelligence can also be utilized to increase your revenue. But this is just one of the examples that I can share with you that we've completed with one of the clients. So I would like to invite you, if you really want to talk to me on a telephone, to just talk about your situation and to see if there are possibilities to help you in your business to make improvements, then you're more than welcome to send me an email at info@hanokconsulting.co.za, and you spell Hanok as HANOK consulting.co.za, or you can give me a call on 083-645-1275. I'm Johan Okamp, and I would be glad to have a chat to you just to see what is happening in your business and how can I help you to improve your business performance, reduce expenses, increase income, and eventually increase profit by using business intelligence in your business. Thank you very much for listening to this audio program. I hope you've learned something. You might be starting to look at opportunities that you can start to put to measure KPIs in a very simple way in your business. I hope really that you've enjoyed it and that you've got some value through this audio program. Thank you.